Welshman recently made headlines around the world this summer. So for this week's podcast at English.com, we're talking about whales.
Yes, that's Wales the country, not Wales the mammals.
But it's a bit confusing, isn't it? Even for us Brits, that we're made up of four countries rather than just one.
Yes, there's England, Scotland and Wales, which make up Great Britain. And then it's those three plus Northern Ireland, which make up the UK, the United Kingdom.
But all four countries have got individual characters, haven't they? And a separate identity, even though they're quite small.
Yes, England dominates, doesn't it? The other three are quite small.
I think Wales is the second smallest.
Yes, there's a population of 3 million. And I think England's got something like 55, has it?
Yeah, I think the population of Wales is only 5.5% of England. So a small place. But there's a lot going for it, Richard.
Yes.
So if I say to you, Wales, what do you think of? What do you immediately think of?
Well, obviously, I think of sport all the time.
Right.
So their famous sportsman, Gareth Bale, obviously the footballer for Real Madrid, and Geraint Thomas, who's won the Tour de France.
It's interesting that you should say that, because what sport is mainly connected with Wales?
Rugby union.
Big rugby players, aren't they?
It used to be a very big mining community in Wales, and I think they all used to play rugby union. So no more mines, but they still play rugby.
The other thing, when I think about Wales, Richard, I always think about the fact that they're meant to be good singers, aren't they? Singing in Wales, it just goes together.
The Welsh Male Voice Choir. Yes, and also, of course, Tom Jones.
Well, you know, Richard, they refer to Wales as the land of song.
And a lot of them speak Welsh, the language, and it's a very sing-songy language, isn't it?
Yes, two languages are spoken in Welsh.
In Wales.
And Welsh is actually a Celtic language with roots linked to Breton in France and Cornish in England. And 19% of people in Wales speak Welsh. Bilingual.
And of course, the other thing I think about Wales is they have their unique flag, don't they?
With that wonderful red dragon on it.
With a half white and half green background.
That's fantastic.
And the other thing about Wales, of course, is the countryside, which is gorgeous.
They've got quite a few national parks, if I remember rightly.
Mount Snowdon.
You see, that's the other thing. It's quite small, but it's very rural and very mountainous. There are lots of places to visit if you love the countryside.
Yes, and lots of sheep.
And lots of sheep. Well, I think almost 80% of the land is agriculture, right? But it's nearly all for grazing. So it's a lovely rural country, really. I think it would actually be quite a nice place to live.
Yes, but...
But...
Very wet in the winter and in the summer.
Well, that's why it's so green.
And it's not that warm. With an average maximum temperature, even in the summer, of only 20 degrees, I'm not so sure.